The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, welcome to this edition of Build Your Tribe, recorded from the front seat of my vehicle. I've loved getting the feedback from you guys. You like these episodes, you like this style, because it feels like you're listening to a voice memo from a friend, and that's a compliment. I appreciate that. So here's another one. Today's Quick Tip Tuesday is about niching down and how important, how powerful, how impactful it is to do so, but also how difficult it can be to niche down and what exactly is involved. So it's crazy that I'm going to try to do this in a Quick Tip Tuesday, but I think I can do it. Those are my doors locking. It sounds like an armored vehicle. All right, let's get to it. So niching down is something that we obviously teach. You've heard that. You know that. The riches are in the niches. But it's a really difficult thing for people to do. For myself included. When we think of niching down, it feels like we're going to be excluding a certain segment of our audience. It feels like we are going to be leaving people out. It feels like it's something that will go on our tombstone. We better pick the right niche, and we shouldn't even move forward until we pick the right niche. And so many people struggle with this decision. I did a training last night, and I want to share with you for Insta Club Hub. If you guys are a part of Insta Club Hub, I highly recommend you watch it. That training is up for you in our membership portal. All the lives, I think, are some of our best content because you're hearing other people's feedback. And we gave probably 20 different examples where someone could tell us their industry and their category, and we would share with them how they could niche it down further and further. And then we didn't just say, like, here's what you could do. We also shared, I think, at least 10 or 15 different examples of people who had decided to niche down even further than what they were comfortable with and how it had a major impact on their business. But the number one comment that I hear from people is, it's so hard because I have so many interests. I don't know which one to pick because I'm a chiropractor and I'm also a lactation specialist. You know, there's like all these, I'm afraid to pick. And I made this analogy and the room was like, wow. I would say half the room was like, okay, now I get it. And the other half, you know, whatever, maybe they're still struggling with it, but I want to share it with you. And it was this, I said, saying that you've got so many other interests and that you're afraid to pick is kind of like being a player, right? Like you're saying, I can't settle down and marry someone because there's so many beautiful women out there, or there's so many gorgeous guys and I want to date them all. Well, you can do that, but you'll never find your true soulmate. You will never find the depth of a relationship, enjoy the depths of a relationship when you're just a player. And that's frankly what you're doing. And nobody trusts a player. No one's like, oh, I want to marry that guy or that girl, because they know you're a player. They know that you can't focus on just one thing. So I hope that analogy hit a little different for you. Let me go further. There is your industry, right? So your industry might be health and wellness. That's your industry. It's that box you check off when you're doing a questionnaire. Then we dial it a little further back to say, like, okay, you're in health and wellness, but in what category of health and wellness? Are you in fitness? Are you in natural pathic healing? Are you a dietitian? So there's different categories of wellness. Okay, so first, what is your industry? You can answer that right now for yourself out loud. What is the industry that you're in? Okay, now what is the category? Now what you want to do is ask yourself, within that category, how can I really describe it more specifically? So I'm going to give you an example. And this is a real life example, one of our students. She is industry, health and wellness. Category, online fitness. Now, more specifically, it's all these things. She is a Nigerian mom who has diastasis recti, which is the separation of your the rectus abdominis muscle. Those muscles can separate during pregnancy and childbirth. And so she specifically targets and works with women who have diastasis, I hope I'm saying it correctly, recti, and want to get their bodies back after a pregnancy. But even more specifically than that, she does this through virtual workouts and meal plans, personal coaching, but specifically to Nigerian moms. Now that is specificity. That is called niching down. Another example might be you are in the industry. If you listened to our last episode of Build Your Tribe, you got to hear Octonation, Warren's story about what it means to really niche down and how he did that. So if, let's just assume that he was creating an account in the biology industry. Category specifically marine biology. But he niched it down into just people who want to know everything about octopuses. So that's a niche. And the more specific we get with our niche, the more powerful it is, the easier it is to attract people, the more fun it is to get feedback from them. It just, everything gets easier, but we're so afraid to niche down further and further and further. So let me share with you my own personal example in preparation for the call that we did last night for Insta Club Hub. Okay, so Brock and I usually set our agenda 2 weeks ahead of our call. We try to. Sometimes we even change it the week of. If something new has come out on Instagram, we really need to break it down for people. But this particular one, we set the date 4 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, we set the date that we were going to do one just about how to niche down on Instagram because so many seem to struggle with it. In preparation for that, I said, okay, so then what I'd like to do is take all of our Instagram accounts and niche them down even further than what we've been doing. We have an Instagram account called Insta Club Hub where we were posting all different types of interesting tips and tricks and how-tos about Instagram. But I said for the next 4 weeks, let's only post content for people who are entrepreneurs who are trying to grow their account. So only growth hacks to that account. And we did that. For my own account, Shalene Johnson, my personal account, I always talk to people who are wanting to start a business or grow and scale their business, specifically online, and how to do that using social media without burning yourself out. That's who I speak to. That's my niche. Well, I decided to niche that down even further. My first thought is like, should I niche it down and just speak to women? You know, because when I look at my insights, 80% of my followers are female. So could I niche it down even further? And I just don't want to. It's one thing that mainly women follow me, but I just don't feel comfortable just talking to the ladies because I don't see how what I teach is male or female. You know what I'm saying? But who is it that I want to speak to? So again, knowing I've got to walk my talk and niche my own account down even further. How do I do this? And so here's what I did, and I hope this is helpful to you. I decided to make a list of all the things that I'm interested in that I tend to mention in general. So on my account, within the category of teaching people how to start and build an online and scale an online business. So let's see, I talk about how to grow your social media. I talk about the relationship between myself and my husband because we work together and are both entrepreneurs. I talk about family. I talk about mindset. I talk about organization. And I talk about being easily distracted. And those five topics I talk about interchangeably, a little bit of each one of them, right? So I said to myself, for the next 4 weeks, I'm going to pick one of those and really just speak to that. So here's what I did. I was very intentional about posting a few videos at the beginning of the 4 weeks on each one of these topics. I posted videos about Brett and I posted content about ADHD and being easily distracted. I posted content about growing your Instagram. I posted content about getting organized and social media hacks, all five of those. And then I carefully looked at the comments on each one and how they resonated in terms of reach. Like, were there a lot of comments? Were there a lot of were there a lot of shares? What was the feedback? What was the temperature? What was happening? And I really, really paid attention. And even though it would seem most obvious to me to like, gosh, you know, God, it just seems like it'd be so much more valuable if this content that I'm posting about growing your social media, that is so valuable to people. But it wasn't resonating the same way some of the other content was. And the content, the two pieces of content that were resonating the most was the comedy pieces between myself and my husband and the content I was posting about ADHD. And then I saw an overlap, because what makes the videos between Brett and I funny is that I have extreme ADD and he is Mr. Laser Focused, Mr. Forget Nothing. And that's what was making people laugh, because so many people were like, "That, oh my gosh, that's, I'm you and my husband is Brett," or vice versa. And then the ADHD ones, that was like mine, like my head cracked open. Like, people were like, "Holy cow, I had no idea that there was a way to become an entrepreneur and have ADHD. I didn't know. I've always felt bad about it. I didn't know that there were alternative ways to heal. I didn't know," like, just, it was crazy. And one of those videos went to 2 million like right away. And then I started following the same theme on my TikTok. So I started doing this on TikTok and on Instagram at the same time, really just focusing on one type of content. That being, as I started realizing this overlap and where were those two circles overlapping each other? It was the ADHD. So I was like, okay, just for this month, I'm going to go all in on ADHD content and speak directly to the easily distracted entrepreneur, because I believe that there's a lot of people out there who are, they know that they are easily distracted, but they're probably closer in age to me, where when we were growing up, you just didn't get a diagnosis when you're a kid. Like, you just struggled with in school maybe, or you struggled to concentrate and you kind of beat yourself up and you just have always known you're easily distracted, but maybe you never got that diagnosis. So I'm speaking to that person, and I noticed right away, like, when I was like, okay, now I'm going to stop posting the other four types of content and I'm just going to post ADHD content. Whereas in the past, I'd done a variety. I'm just going to post ADHD content for the remaining 3 weeks. And here's what happened. My account, my Instagram account, went up almost 12,000 followers. That's insane growth for me in that short amount of time. I've never grown that fast. That's number one. Number two, so my TikTok following went up 90. Did you hear that? 90,000 followers in a 1 week span. That is crazy. And I'm just like, this is weird. This is crazy. In my mind, I've been producing content that's far more valuable, far more specific, far more interesting. I don't know, stuff that will like really help your bottom line. But this is speaking to a very specific type of entrepreneur. And the only way I would have known, the only way I figured this out is not by saying, okay, it's going to be ADHD. The only way I knew to narrow it down further is by testing. And so here's what I want to leave you with. You will not know, and I cannot tell you how to niche down further. You have to do the research. You have to ask yourself, what are all the things? So in my industry, and then I'm going to take that down to my category within my industry, and then I'm going to narrow that down to what it is I specifically do. And then I'm going to ask myself, of the five different buckets that I regularly speak on, teach on, post about, which one of these resonates the most? You're going to hear the train in just a second. Which one of these resonates the most? And then what happens if you just double down on that niche for at least a week? And that means doubling down. That's the type of content that you're producing. It also means that now you got to change up your hashtags. It means you've got to dig in and have these conversations and listen to hear what people say. But what's so cool about niching down is you get these comments from people that are like, wow, you are in my head. This is so trippy. This is so weird. You are speaking to me. I just feel like you really, truly understand me. And that happened to me when I started posting this content. It happens to the gal I mentioned at the beginning example, who is a Nigerian mom helping other moms with their bodies after baby. Like, that's what happens when you form an account that's specifically devoted to the octopuses, right? People are looking for their planet. Their obscure little, strange little, wow, I didn't even know other people were struggling with this. I didn't know other people had this. So what, how can you niche down even further than where you are? And you got to be bold about it, and you've got to be, it's got to be really, really obvious, but just know it's trial and error. And you really have to pay attention. You almost have to be a scientist. You've got to understand human behavior. You've got to look at the conversations. You've got to look at the DMs. You've got to look at how much people are sharing the content. You've got to look at your insights, and you have to ask yourself, do I really, if I really had fun talking to a very, very specific group of people because it was so niched, but man, it would be fun because we all get each other, what would that be? And don't be afraid to dig into that and post exclusively that for a month. It took a month for this to really unfold. Now, what will happen with it? I don't know. Here's the one thing I do know. You can always change your niche. So there's going to come a point at which, you know, speaking to the easily distracted entrepreneur, I assume that might not, that might, there might be a whole bunch of people doing that. And then it won't be niched enough. Like when I first got on Instagram and I decided to focus exclusively on fitness, this is like way back in the day when I was just trying to be known first in social media. And I just focused on fitness. I was like one of the very first accounts. This is like 2000 and probably eight or nine or 10. And I was just posting fitness tips and fitness videos. And at that time, nobody was doing it. So everyone was like, it's crazy how fast my account grew back then because nobody was doing it. I was so specifically niched. Now, yeah, that's funny. Everybody and their freaking brother does it. So I've certainly evolved since that time, since becoming known for fitness. I've evolved my brand to help people understand that the reason why you know me for fitness is because I teach business and marketing. When you know business and marketing, you can make sure that people know about your solution, whatever that is. But I had to continually revise my niche, and so I'm open to do that again. Here's the last thing I want to say before I wrap this up, and that is this. You're not going to know the right niche until you pick the wrong niche. So you better hurry up and pick the wrong niche. Spend a month figuring that out, and it's not going to go in your tombstone. You have permission to change it and change your mind and go in a different direction, but we're not going to know unless you try. So stop worrying about perfection. Stop worrying about losing followers. This is a game. It's fun. It's science. It's so cool to have the opportunity to do this for free on our social media platforms and really help us all figure out who it is we want to talk to, who it is we want to help. And by niching down, we all get the opportunity to do that, and on a very, very profound basis. So thank you so much for those of you who tuned in. And just a reminder, if you're not, you need to get into Insta Club Hub because we're taking the price up. It's way underpriced. Currently, it's at $27 a month. But if you join now, you'll get grandfathered at that price. After that, we're taking the price up in February. So I'm not sure when you're listening to this, but you can go to instaclubhub.com, join today, and get that, lock in that early price, that $27. And it's, put it this way, it will blow your mind. It will blow your mind how much you get from it. All right, guys, I love you. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. We're done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new Caramel Chocolate Cold Brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.